Okay, welcome back to The American Activist. You were listening to Don Harkin's first hour with Don Nikoloff, who I call now the new Sherlock Holmes or Sherman Skolnick of Chicago. Anyway, he's certainly been doing a lot of great investigative work, and I really encourage you, if you didn't hear the program, to get it on the archive. Republic Broadcast Network now has these programs archived if you go to republicbroadcasting.org. Now, my name is Ingrid Castle, and I am the director of Vaccination Liberation, a grassroots national activistic association, as well as the manager of the Idaho Observer. And I'd encourage you to go to our websites. You can go to vaccinetruth.com or go to idaho-observer.com. And we are a monthly newspaper. And we did come out with the March a couple weeks ago, and we're fast at work on the April. There's certainly a lot going on in our country that's not being reported in the mainstream press, so I encourage you to support the Idaho Observer. It's only $25 a year for 12 monthly issues. And as Don announced the first hour, I am having Mary Starrett on as our guest for the last hour. She has been named the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. He said repeatedly that we're going to be talking about the problem of illegal immigration. Well, that's not all we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about why the Constitution Party is the party that's going to turn this country around. And that's a huge, lofty goal, but it is the largest growing third party in our country. And Jim Clymer, who is the national chairman of the Constitution Party at constitutionparty.com, just announced their national media campaign with Mary Starrett as the party's communications director. And you may not know this, but Mary Starrett is a former TV and radio personality who ran as the Constitution Party of Oregon candidate for governor in November to lead the national party's effort to bring attention to the principal tenets of its platform, which is life, liberty, and limited government. And that certainly, we need limited government at this time. We have an out-of-control government, as many people are witnessing. Anyhow, what he said, I really like this. Mary Starrett has the communication skills of Ronald Reagan, the wit of William F. Buckley Jr., and the eloquence of John F. Kennedy. That's what Clymer said. And so she, according to him, is uniquely equipped to communicate the principles of the Constitution Party, and I have to certainly second that. When I first was getting going with Vaccination Liberation, she had me on as a guest out of Portland. She was a host of a radio program, and I had never experienced such a professional radio personality, interview me. And I was quite intimidated, actually, having her on as the roles are being reversed, and I am the host, and she is our guest. So bear with me. She is quite an eloquent speaker, and I'm going to pretty much have her do most of the talking, hopefully. Hopefully I won't be interrupting her too much for clarification, but she has a lot of important stuff to communicate to all the listeners out there on the importance of the Constitution Party. Some of the things that Mary Starrett has said regarding the Constitution Party and why it's so important to get involved at this time, she said, with the Democrats now free to push their socialist agenda, the country reeling from the effects of the erstwhile Republican Congress and the current administration, more Americans realize it is critical we return to the tried and true principles of constitutionally based government, which both of the two big box parties refuse to do. The Constitution Party stands alone as our best hope for restoring constitutional government. So stay tuned to listen to Mary Starrett of the Constitution Party.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back to the American Activist. You're listening to Ingrid Castle as your host on the Republic Broadcast Network, and our guest today is Mary Starrett, who is the National Political Communications Director for the Constitution Party. Welcome to the American Activist, Mary Starrett.
Ingrid, it's always a pleasure to be with you. I appreciate your good words, appreciate your time, and certainly the buildup is most unwarranted, and I don't know how I'm going to ever be able to measure up to that. So we're going to have a lot of disappointed listeners.
Oh, actually, you always come off smelling like a rose. What can I say? I admire your work so much, and you are the perfect spokesperson. I'm really proud of Jim Clymer for being part of the organization and naming you as the party's communications director, because really you are so experienced in this arena. My gosh, 25 years as a television news anchor, reporter, and radio talk show host on both East and West Coast. That's pretty impressive, Mary.
Well, that just shows you how old I am. That's all that shows.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, we have a lot to cover today, and I want to go ahead and take callers the last 20 minutes. So, and there are commercial breaks, so I want you to just tell our listeners exactly what the Constitution Party platform is, you know, and why they need to get involved. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't know exactly what that platform is and why it is the largest growing third party.
Well, at this particular point in time, we have seen, in fact, there was a poll done at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago, and they did a poll, and 82% of those that were asked think the Republican Party no longer represents them. So what we're seeing at this point in time is, for so long, Republicans, conservatives, had believed that the party represented their conservative ideals. That would be a pro-life platform, strong, secure borders, limited government, get the government off our backs, strong constitutional basis, which is really what the Republican Party many years ago really could be held to. That was their platform, and they carried that mission out. They have so long since abandoned that, and for so long people really thought that they could just hold their nose and vote, that this time around, well, somehow we still have to vote for a Republican, even though that person is doing stuff that a Democrat on his worst day would never think of doing. And so now they've come to the point where they're saying, that's it, I'm done. It's like being a battered voter. After a while, you get smacked around enough, you believe the promises enough, and you finally, basically what the Republican Party is finding is that, and even the Democrat Party as well, they have come home and found that the voters have packed their bags, filed for divorce, they are gone. Guess who they're going to? They're going to the Constitution Party, and that is, at this particular point, the Constitution Party is the largest third party in the country. It is also the third largest party in the country. So folks who used to run to the Libertarian Party can't do that anymore because, as you know, Ingrid, the Libertarians are for open borders, kind of like what the Republicans and the Democrats are, even though they pretend they're not. Libertarians are not for controlling immigration, not for enforcing immigration or closing the borders. They are also not pro-life. So where does a conscientious conservative voter go who has principles they will not compromise? Can't vote for Republican anymore, and they certainly can't vote for Democrat, so they've been coming over to the Constitution Party. We are on course to be on the ballot in every state come 08. We're looking for, we're going to have a candidate that people can, in all good conscience, vote for. People say, why waste your vote? Well, are you wasting your vote by voting for someone who doesn't represent you to get what you don't want? Or would you be wasting your vote? A lot of people said they were going to sit this election out in 08. So we will offer the alternative. And I always like to remind people that things like the abolition of slavery and giving women the right to vote were third-party ideals that were advanced way before the major parties ever latched onto those ideals. So guess what? That's going to be us.
Right. That's really exciting, Mary, because that's the whole thing. We need to offer hope, and we need to be able to unite under a single banner party. And I know Rick Stanley has talked about we need to create this, you know, the super third party, and that really is what the Constitution Party is about, bringing back people to constitutional principles. I mean, we've certainly strayed so far away from what the Constitution, I mean, look at all these laws that are basically unconstitutional, and all of these policies of this current administration, unbelievable. You know, they're they've broken so many of our protections under the Bill of Rights with impunity. And, you know, so most people are thinking, well, if we have this current administration where the Constitution is not keeping them in check, shouldn't we be doing impeachment proceedings and focusing our energy on that?
Well, okay, and then what do we get? What happens if we impeach George Bush? Who takes over?
Well, that's certainly a good answer.
These are your choices, okay? We've got Cheney. We've got Nancy Pelosi. Now, if we for one moment try to acknowledge that both of these parties are working together in concert with each other, for instance, when the voters voted out the Republicans this last November, it was a vote. Basically what it said was no confidence on this war. They thought if the Democrats were in power, somehow the war would start to go away. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Nancy Pelosi has made sure that every constraint on not only this war, but on the upcoming war in Iran, is now taken away. So she has given the president the ability and the authority to continue to do what he has done unconstitutionally, which is to wage an unauthorized war. Because, see, people don't know. The Constitution is very clear. The president does not have the power to declare war. Does anybody for a moment realize that? That is a very basic principle. And that's what's happened. And he did it. And Congress basically never declared war. Have we had a declared war in the last 50 years? No.
Mm-hmm.
But we go to war willy-nilly. The imperialistic march continues. We go to war, and we have no checks and balances per the Constitution on what was supposed to be in place. They wanted to make sure that a King George never surfaced again. So that's why they made it so that Congress would have to declare war. And guess what? Presidents usurped that, and everybody's watching American Idol and wondering how Anna Nicole Smith died because they don't care.
Right. Well, that brings us up to empowering voters to think that their vote counts. I mean, we certainly have reported in our newspaper the extent of vote fraud, and most people understand, at least the listeners to Republic Broadcast Network, that we had Bush appointed by the Supreme Court, totally unconstitutional, and then what the last election, there was such a wide extent of voter fraud that, you know, most people believe that actually Kerry won. And but yet we have Bush, you know, in the office of president two terms in a row. And then, you know, of course, this isn't just about getting a presidential candidate, which, of course, is important. We also need to get Constitution Party candidates in every state. So, you know, we have, but, you know, with this vote fraud thing looming over us, and then we have Diebold and all the electronic voting machines that are clearly entrenched, how do we resolve this so we feel that we can go to the polls and our vote really counts?
Well, I think people have been co-opted into thinking, you know, I always like to hear this one statement. Oh, they couldn't do that. They could never get away with that. Somebody would say something. You would hear about it. And that is what keeps people asleep, because they figure somehow somebody else is watching out for them. And that whole mindset is what has allowed everything from 9-1-1 to the corruption in government to this war to voter fraud, all of these things to continue, and nobody challenges them. So here's the thing. We have to remember, number one, unless we have a paper trail, we cannot verify that our votes have been counted accurately. Electronic voting, all that is a guarantee for voter fraud. And the thing that's so amazing is that we have documentation of this. And as you mentioned, all of the different companies that are involved, all you have to do is read the book, Vote Scam.
Mm-hmm.
You read that stuff and the hair on the back of your neck will stand up. And yet we still think, like, you know, for instance, in Oregon we have vote by mail, which is a recipe for vote fraud. But everyone said, no, if we can have people filling out their ballots at their kitchen table and mailing them in, more people will take part in the election process. Wrong. The numbers have gone down. So when you make things easier for people, what you're doing is you're trying to say, well, this is going to fix voter apathy. What needs to happen is we need to have a paper trail. We need to get rid of black box voting, no electronic voting. We need to have people sitting there in precincts as votes are being counted. We need to be accountable once again. And until we start to realize that we do have the right, remember, these people work for us. We are not their subjects. Until we start to think like that and start making a big noise, this is going to continue. But it is changing, and people are seeing the difference.
Right, and I like to always, of course, get our listeners involved. That's why we call it the American Activist, is that we need to highlight positive activism. When we face any kind of adversity in our life, that should be a signal that we need to get involved, and we need to work on being a part of that constructive change. So, you know, what I see a lot, as you do too, is that we have all these public educated people out there, and they've seen, you know, their government as their parent or protector. We have a lot of child adults, to me, is what I see out here, you know, where they've given away their power to a parental government, and they have abdicated their responsibility as citizens in a republic. So on that note, I forgot about the break. I was so engrossed in the conversation, but on that note, let's go ahead and talk about that. You're listening to The American Activist on the Republic Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back to The American Activist. You're listening to Mary Starrett, who is the National Political Communications Director for the Constitution Party. And I was just bringing up some issues. We were kind of going off on resolving vote fraud and the paper ballot trail that we all need to get going in our states, you know, and resolve what's going on in Oregon, this whole vote by mail. And they even had a thing in Washington that was going to be vote by fax. You know, the whole thing is we certainly need to pull back and get back to the foundations this country was founded on. There was a very good reason that our founding fathers were very careful in how they worded the Constitution because they were dealing with all these problems, 300 years ago. All of a sudden, the Constitution seems to be just a GD piece of paper, according to mm-hmm. President Bush, and we certainly need to get back to these foundational principles. And so we want to talk about how are we going to do that. Certainly, you know, I'm always big on we got to work locally if you know, while we change the entire country, but we have to really focus on healing our counties and our states, because they're really a reflection of the macrocosm, as I say. So, you know, we need to focus right what's right in front of us. So how do people get involved with the Constitution Party in their county and state?
Well, all they have to do is go to constitutionparty.com, and they can click on their state, and there'll be contact information, and somebody there will get them to meetings or get them some information, or if they want to volunteer. Or I think the first step is to just find out about the party and find out just how big it is. I think a lot of people tend to dismiss it and say, well, it can't really get any traction. And I always like to remind them that it was, for instance, everything that started out as a major force for change or a catalyst for change started out as something that was at first considered a little bit fringe. If you remember, Galileo thought that, you know, they thought he was a crackpot. And we all know what they thought about Jesus Christ at the time. And I also like to remind them that during the time when our founders were putting together, with great help from above, the concept of this nation, they were looking at fighting against the most powerful empire in the history of the world, the most powerful navy. They had King George had reaches across the world, and here they had soldiers quartered in their colonies, and they basically, a bunch of ragtag farmers and intellectuals and people who had no money. They certainly weren't funded. They certainly didn't have the numbers, but what they had was they were so committed and so convinced that they were right and that this was basically a righteous form of government that they, only 13% of the colonists were behind this effort to break away from Great Britain. So what they did was just, at the time, considered insane. So I always like to hear when people say, oh, you know, you can never go up against the Republican machine or the Democrat machine, and you could never win. I always like to say, I'm so glad you weren't around during the Revolution. So glad you weren't around during the founding of this country, when if they did crunch the numbers, they would have said, we can't pull this off. But mm-hmm. they did, and we can. And how we do that, Ingrid, to answer your question, is basically, you're right about the local level. I mean, look at Congress, State Representative Rick Jor in Montana. This guy was a two-term Republican state representative. He kept running and running and running, and he was, you know, he did serve in the Montana House. He lost the vote through vote fraud one particular this last time before last. Then he ran on the Constitution Party ticket. He now serves in the state house as the only Constitution Party representative. There are 49 Republicans and 50 Democrats. So this guy's vote carries an enormous amount of weight, and whatever he votes is going to push things one way or the other. So here's a guy who ran as a Constitution Party candidate, now represents the his district in the state, and has amazing power. Everybody's looking to him and bowing down in front of him because they're thinking whatever Rick Jor does is going to swing this one way or the other. So it's really important for people to realize that once we get people elected at the state level, which is happening, you know, around the country, and once we get people, once we have ballot access whereby we can put a presidential candidate on the ballot in your state, you don't have to vote for Rudy Giuliani or Mitt Romney or John McCain, who, mm-hmm. by the way, news came out today that he has been absent for a third of the votes because he's been campaigning. So the Arizona people that he represents are not being very well represented because he's out on the campaign trail. So our choices are, what, Giuliani or McCain? Guess what? We're going to have a Constitution Party candidate like Ron Paul or Tom Tancredo, and you're going to have somebody that you can vote for in good conscience.
Wow, that's really exciting. So on a local level, we certainly want to get Constitution Party representatives at the state level. And the bigger picture on the national scene is to get them elected, congressmen get elected, and, you know, get a presidential candidate that, of course, we could be proud to vote for. Well, gosh, that was pretty fast. We all of a sudden have a commercial break. We're at the bottom of the hour, and you're listening to Mary Sterrett, who is the National Communications Director for the Constitution Party. So please stay tuned for the second half of the hour.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, welcome back to the American Activist. We just have another half hour with Mary Starrett. My name is Ingrid Castle, your host this morning. And I wanted to get back. I had mentioned previously, you know, just the challenge we have with public educated people out there that I call them children, adults, you know, because they're constantly looking for some authority figure or expert to handle their problems, whether it's a medical doctor or an attorney or, you know, the government itself. And we're talking about the government, and we need to change it from being the master to being the servant. And that takes an empowered adult population, I mean a fully functioning, responsible, and empowered adult. And I know that Rick Jor is on the education committee in Montana, and he homeschooled his own children. So I certainly think that's interesting, but we certainly need to revamp the education system. But in the meantime, how do we inspire people to maybe go out and take a class on the Constitution or even start one in their community and empower people to be active and involved in government?
Well, I think, first of all, we've got some great resources at the Constitution Party. We are all about education, and we're all about people who are, again, you can't know your rights if you don't know you don't know what they are. You can't ask that they be, that they, in other words, that you get to have those rights granted to you. So it's real important that people, there's lots of different resources, Institute on the Constitution, variety of different organizations that provide information. I think it starts with reading the documents, the founding documents like the Declaration of Independence. Read the Constitution. And there are some wonderful books out there that basically break it all down. We tend to think that this is a document we can't read, we can't understand, it's written in archaic terms. It's not. It's very simple. And it what it does is it acknowledges that there are rights that are given by God. Government does not give us anything. Government only takes away that which is granted by God. So the Constitution basically outlines what government can and cannot do. When we look at every problem that we have in this country, every single problem is related to not following the rules. The rules were clearly set out, which would keep government from becoming a tyrant. Government has now become a tyrant. We have assault on the Fourth Amendment. We have government getting involved in things they should never have gotten involved in, social services, education. Where does it say that government should take money from Ingrid to give Mary money so that she can have her prescription drugs paid for? But this is what we've come to. We've come to socialism in this country. And as Congressman Davy Crockett said on the House of the floor of Congress, you know, many years ago, he said, no matter how noble the cause, we do not have the right to extract money from one group of people to pay for services for another. Charity, yes. Any amount of charity you would like to give right now, you go right ahead and give out of the goodness of your heart, but we cannot require people do it. When we had charitable organizations like community hospitals and charitable hospitals, it is the family, it is the church, it is the community that should be taking care of social service needs, not the federal government and not the state government. And when we do that, we take money from you and we tell you that you must pay for somebody else's child to go to school, somebody else's medical care, somebody else. These are all things that we do out of the goodness of our heart, and Americans are very generous people. We don't need to have the government extracted from us.
Right. I can't agree with you more, Mary. This is a very, very important principle in Bastiat's The Law. He outlines this exact principle, and it's very important that we read the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and we understand the importance of limited government. But at the same time, you know, I see people out there, everyone's in their own little cubicle. We're not connected. And this is something that Don addressed last month in his editor's desk in the Idaho Observer, is that, you know, we have all of these things that are keeping us disconnected from uniting, and that is one of the most important things we need to do if we're going to succeed, is for us to come together and unify and have our communities, you know, have classes. So, I mean, it's one thing to read all these documents, but if your neighbor doesn't know this information and the high schools aren't teaching it and you're not doing enough community outreach and you're isolated, you know, it's like for naught. So what can people do, you know, to, you know, once they empower themselves, to reach out and empower other people to know the rights and responsibilities of citizens of a republic?
First of all, I think what they need to do is to, again, get educated, read the United States Constitution, read their state's constitution, and all they have to do is just, you know, actually type it in Google. Google's a wonderful vehicle these days to find out what you want. And read what the Constitution guarantees. Then, once you are armed with that knowledge, you start to hold your local and federal representatives accountable for not doing that. Get involved with various different organizations, the Constitution Party or conservative think tanks, that will constantly point. I think the Cato Institute is a great example.
Mm-hmm.
Variety of different organizations, and you can get on the web and find a lot of them. When you get educated, then you hold your elected representatives accountable. Then you get over the first hurdle, which is to think that somehow you don't have the right to complain. Guess what? You do. You pick up the phone. You read the newspaper. You pick up the phone, and you start calling your local representatives and saying, I saw he voted on that. I didn't like it. Here's why. And all it takes is maybe one phone call a week, one email a week, one letter to the editor, a small little letter that you can stick in on an email and send out. And if everybody did a letter to the editor, maybe one a month, and a phone call here and there to their legislators, guess what? We would have a turnaround like that on a dime.
No, you're right. The letters to the editor is one of the most unused resources, and we have a guy in South Carolina that has just been phenomenal in reaching people in his community and uniting his entire community and educating them. He gets extra copies of the Idaho Observer, and we'll mail them to someone who writes a halfway astute letter to the editor. And it's just amazing the power of what one person can do to wake up the people around him. And that is a tool. So glad you mentioned that. Utilizing the letters, I mean, just once a month. I mean, you can make that as a commitment. It doesn't take that long to write a 200-word letter that raises some of these important issues. So, and I want everyone to go to the Constitution Party. Actually, it's Constitution Party, not the, but ConstitutionParty.com. And I want you to mention the conference that's coming up in Boise and who the speakers are going to be and what the dates are.
Well, we're very excited about it coming up on the 20th and 21st in Boise, and folks can find out all about it on the website, ConstitutionParty.com. We are going to have Chris Simcox. He'll be joining us, the Minuteman Defense founder. This guy was a kindergarten teacher and wound up trading his sort of safe post in the kindergarten classroom for the less secure post at the border. So Chris Simcox is going to be talking to us, and Representative Rick Jor will tell us what it's like to be a third-party candidate amongst the wolves in the two big-box parties in Montana state government. We're going to hear from Brigadier General Charles Jones, who is at the helm of our Veterans Coalition, which is an outreach group for veterans at the Constitution Party. We're going to be talking to, we're going to hear from Chuck Baldwin. Many of you are following his columns. He writes for newswithviews.com and chuckbaldwinlive.com. And he is a great resource. He is just amazing. We're going to be hearing how we can get involved at the local level, how we get media to listen to us. And so, yeah, it's going to be a great opportunity for people to find out just how big this party is.
So if people aren't on the Internet, is there a number that people can call to find out more about the conference in Boise and the hotel and how much it's going to cost and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think the best information is to just go to the website, and they've got all the information there. You can call, you can make reservations, you can find out, you know, where the hotel is, all of that stuff. All of that, there's a special link on the website.
Okay, but if someone's not on the Internet, Mary, that's what I just said.
Not on the Internet. Okay,
I have a lot of people, actually, that do shortwave, listen to this program, and they will not get a computer.
They will not get a computer. Well, there's some wisdom in that. Let me, I can give you that number right this second. Hold on, I'm on my computer now as I'm talking to you. Okay. They can call us, and here's a number that's really easy to remember. It's 1-800, the number 2, veto IRS. How's that?
Yeah, 800, the number 2, veto, V-E-T-O, I-R-S. Wow. That
like
sounds
that?
Like a good platform.
We like that very much.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and put out the caller line. You know, we have about 20 minutes left on the program. If you want to call and ask Mary Starrett of the Constitution Party a question, call 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Well, I wanted to actually ask you a question about how you actually got this position. I mean, it was obviously, you know, I heard in the press release that Jim Clymer announced it, but obviously there was somewhat of a thrill in it at being involved in the Constitution Party on this level. And how did that all happen?
Well, you know, like many people, for years and years and years, I railed against the third party thing. I said, no, we've got to stay in the Republican Party, and we've got to work through it because we'll be wasting our vote, wasting our vote, wasting our vote. It took me about 4 years before I started to realize that I was wasting my vote and my time by thinking that it was going to change with the Republican Party. So gradually, I changed my affiliation. I started to get involved with the Constitution Party, and I ran for governor of Oregon for this past November. And at one point, Fox Network News came and did a story on the fact that the Republican candidate tried to have me taken off the ballot because they were so concerned that we were going to draw the conservative Christian vote away from him. He wound up losing the election and losing the challenge to my candidacy, and I was I ran and I think that we did very well considering we didn't have $8 million to run the race like the Republican candidate did. But it was a great showing in a liberal state like Oregon to get the percentage of votes that we got. So that being said, I began to see the wisdom of working in this, and I was very encouraged by even the liberals who were voting for our candidacy because they were so tired of what the big box parties were going to be offering again. So that being said, I was asked to go back and speak at the national committee meeting back in Concord, New Hampshire in December. And after I finished speaking, the party chairman said, gee, I wish we could have you work for us. And I said, well, I would love to work for you. And so we put together, I can do my work and travel around and do what I have to do. And it's been wonderfully rewarding because I'm seeing such growth because people are so ready for this.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are. People are, you know, there's a different climate going on now than even a year ago. So many people that voted for Bush are finally admitting that they made a mistake. Stuff is leaking out into the mainstream like never before. And, I mean, we have Lou Dobbs, you know, on CNN being extremely outspoken and people being surprised that he's even allowed to say half the stuff he does. So we're actually seeing a huge turnaround, and when we bring up issues just to a stranger on the street, we're getting more openness and receptivity to what we have to share than we ever have at any time. So this is a fabulous time to network your communities and, you know, take back our country. We've got to do it. We've got to do it for your children, your grandchildren. I mean, Mary and I were talking that we're both grandparents now, and that certainly gave, when I became a grandparent, grandmother anyway, it really gave me a shot in the arm to commit my life to doing everything in my power to make a difference in our country. So I know Mary feels the same way. So if anyone has a question and they want to, you know, ask Mary. You can call 800-313-9443. Who we have? Buster in Ohio. Buster in the Ohio, you're on the American Activist. You have a question for Mary?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd take a little run through history here. When the United States was first formed, it was formed in Philadelphia, right? Town Hall. That's where the Bill of Rights came from. Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay. Well,
you're making a comment. And
now listen, the men went into the town hall and locked themselves in, right? And they took their I would imagine they took their Bibles with them and went in there and asked God to help them form this nation, set up this nation. Well, what happened after that in Philadelphia? The Continental Congress came to Philadelphia and tried taking over Philadelphia, and they got ran out of Philadelphia. Okay, that's why they went and set up their government, not our government. Our government was already set up in Philadelphia. They went to Washington, D.C. and set up their government and overthrew the government that was already established. Now, see, the government that was established in Washington, D.C., was a foreign government, not the original settlers of America. It wasn't set up by them. It was set up by the conquerors who came to conquer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to save the Constitution, and it's like, oh, we're dealing with people killing everybody around here. We just had a double homicide here in town, and, well, they talk about it in the paper how all these people have been in trouble, all this, you know, through all these years and stuff. Well, I went to a town hall meeting. They were having trouble with little children. And I asked them, I said, well, you ever tried giving them Bibles? You know, because after all, we were founded on the Bible. You know, this is one nation under God. The Bible should be the first law. Okay. Well, to give you an idea how Congress works, back when they were trying to impeach Bill Clinton, right? Well, we got to hurry things because we ain't got time to slow down and really take a look at things. And so
Well, Buster, do you have a specific question? I mean, obviously, you're finding a lot of problems in this country, fairly insurmountable and overwhelming. But do you have there are certainly problems at the founding of our country too, with the same, elitist trying to take over. So, what kind of question do you have specifically?
What I'm trying to get at is if we're going to take and save the nation, we need to take and go back to opening up the Bible and the Father taking reading it instead of having somebody else read it for him so that he can see. I mean, when Bill Clinton was being impeached, I'm sitting watching it on CNN, okay? All the senators are referring to their little black lawyer's handbook trying to figure it out. There's no difference in the story between Bill Clinton and there was between David and Goliath. There was five smooth pebbles, all God's wisdom hid in the parables. There was five women that they could have went and got testimony from.
Okay, Buster, we're coming up on a break. Thank you for your comments. I never quite got a question out of you, but we'll take another caller after the break. You're listening to the American Activist on the Republic Broadcast Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, welcome back to the American Activist. Mary Starrett is our guest, and we have a caller with a question for Mary. Her name is Mary Ann in Arkansas. Welcome to the American Activist, Mary Ann.
Yes, good afternoon, Ingrid and Mary. Thank you both for the work that you're doing. God bless and Godspeed is all I can say.
Thank you.
Can I just a comment or two, and then I'll listen off air. I so appreciate the work that's going into this Constitutional Party. And Ingrid, you mentioned Rick Stanley, and I'm glad that you did. Many may know of his work, Stanley2002.org. Rick's a dynamite person, I believe. He's got my support, and I see the need to unite all the third parties, but I'm beginning to think that's not really as realistic as I would hope. But percentage-wise, if we could take just the independents, maybe they don't belong to any party, and then also those that are just disgusted with whatever party they may have been with for the years, whether that's Democrat or Republican or another, if we can just pick one candidate, one party to follow, the numbers are more than there, are they not?
Oh, you know, the thing that people don't realize is that it doesn't matter what your party registration is, you can vote for whatever candidate you want to once that ballot arrives. And so we want to get on the ballot, and the only way we can do that is boots on the ground, people getting signatures and ballot access. And once that happens, then you've got a person's name on there. But if that person's name isn't on there, you can't vote for them. So it doesn't matter whether you're a Libertarian, a Democrat, Republican. If you see a name on that ballot like Ron Paul or Tom Tancredo or whatever, that's the person you want to vote for. You can vote for them. And independents, and no matter what your party label, you can vote for that person and things will change. But that's a great point.
Excellent. And now I see a tremendous opportunity that's coming up. Now, Frosty Wooldridge has, of course, announced the trucker boycott, and there's lots of info that's going out about that. And you might use the sentence, Mary, with the letters from concerned citizens and voters, we can turn this around on a dime. Frosty mentioned a song by name, "If You'll Give Me 40 Acres, I'll Turn This Rig Around." And I'm trying to find that on the Internet. I think that might just really have a good attitude for all of us to take as a theme song. I'm not going to try to add any more. There's lots I'd like to talk about. But, Mary, God bless you.
Thank you so much. You're so sweet. I know that we appreciate that encouragement very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. I really appreciate the call. The Constitution Party, I mean, we're going to be, of course, talking to Rick Stanley. I really admire Rick Stanley. He's one of my good friends. We have dealt with him over the years. And personally, I would like to see the Constitution Party become that super party in his mind. So anyway, for any of you that you know, our Rick Stanley supporters, maybe you can talk to him about that so we can truly band together. I mean, my gosh, if the Constitution Party is the third largest party in this country and it is the fastest growing third party, we need to unite behind that banner. Wouldn't you say so, Mary?
I think so. And again, it's all about getting ballot access. Once we're on the ballot, then people can vote for that candidate that best represents them, and we don't really even have to worry about party affiliation or party label. And that's what's going to take, but we need a choice. We're not going to get a choice if we don't do that.
Okay, we're coming up to the end of the show. Everyone, if you have access to the Internet, go to constitutionparty.com or call 1-800-2-VETO-IRS. Great mnemonic device. So anyway, thank you so much, Mary, for being on The American Activist, and I certainly want to have you on again as we get more involved with making sure constitutional candidates are elected in our individual states.
Thank you so much, Ingrid, and I appreciate your work. God bless you, please.
God bless you, too.
Thanks.
Bye.